coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Over the last 18 months, we've put the spotlight on Southern Louisiana's rich musical heritage with the Acadiana Music Showcase. And it's time to put a bow on the series with our final performance, this time from A.J. Haynes, lead vocalist of Louisiana band Serotones. This year, A.J. Haynes earned her first Grammy Award for her contribution to the A Tribute to the King of Zydeco recording, which won Best Regional Roots Music Album. Coming up, it's A.J. Haynes performing solo.
I never had a step to
Plus, later in the hour, new music from Brandon Flowers of The Killers. Join us today, the Acadiana Music Showcase coming your way on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. Incarceration can put people into the system for years and destabilize their families. This spring, KAXE distributed a survey aimed at reaching Indigenous people who were willing to share their or their family's experiences with the criminal justice system. Jennifer Combo was one of those survey respondents and agreed to share her family's story in a more in-depth interview. Combo is 37 and her partner, Jason Gorno, is 42. Gorno is an enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa. These lands are near Belcourt, North Dakota. Combo is a Turtle Mountain Band descendant. The couple have been through the highs and lows of incarceration and addiction while together and also while separated. Both now live at East Grand Forks with their blended family. As a toddler, Combo's eldest son was diagnosed with a liver disease, which he described as challenging for a young mother while also attending college in Moorhead.
Alcohol, and then I was introduced to meth. I thought that was the answer, to be able to do all the things, go to school and take care of him, and until it wasn't. And it took everything from me eventually.
Shortly after his successful liver transplant at age 10, Combo's son was removed from her custody to live with another relative.
I really had nothing to live for and ended up homeless, living out of my car, and getting my first felony for stealing my mom's checkbook.
Combo says she bounced between sobriety and addiction until she and Gorno were arrested on the same day almost 5 years ago. During the raid in October 2021, law enforcement officers stopped Gorno and found large quantities of narcotics. Officers secured a warrant for their shared residence, which also led to Combo's arrest. Gorno was facing 10 years in prison due to his extensive criminal history.
Yes, it was pretty wild, but mostly the things I went to jail for was driving without a license, not be able to pass a UA for weed, you know, back then. Some of the harder drugs back then, too. Living on the res, you start drugs early. Back in my era, you did.
Gorno said his childhood was marked by the traumatic death of his father at the age of 8 and a stint in juvenile prison that followed running with a tough crowd. Like many KAXE survey respondents who were impacted by incarceration, Gorno especially experienced challenges securing housing after his early release from prison. After a successful completion of a diversionary boot camp, Gorno said he tried his hardest to maintain the conditions of his parole, but finding housing with his record was challenging. Eventually, Gorno found an apartment that accepted him, but it wasn't a place that felt like home.
The place I took is just like a slum place known for easy renting, so I got in there and put up with it. Like, I was never there, though. I had to settle there. I couldn't live where I wanted to live.
Combo and Gorno say they didn't have strong cultural connections as youth.
Raised in a time, in a family, and you just keep going. You just keep going no matter what. And if that means you have to drink or do drugs to keep going, then that is what was done.
She says even though she and Gorno had a rough start with their parenting journey due to their addictions, they aim to do better for their younger children.
We were able to, do what needed to be done through community resources and support and investment, reconnection to cultural identity, and just a desire to make it work. and give them what we didn't have and we couldn't give our older children.
Gourneau says the greatest joy in his life these days is his children. He works in Crookston as a mechanic. He is nearing the end of his parole.
The numbers were against me, right? I'm supposed to be already getting high at this time and back in jail and going back to prison and not finishing my parole, but I was kind of consciously aware about all these numbers toward me, so I keep it like a low profile life.
Campo graduated early from probation, became a homeowner earlier this year, and has launched a campaign for a Minnesota House seat. She now works to help others navigate similar challenges.
I refused to become a victim to this system again, and I showed up in community. I showed up everywhere outside of my comfort zone to not allow the things that happened to happen again.
Read more in-depth coverage on this story and other parts of the Overrepresented Undercounted series on KAXE.org. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXC News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. For the last year and a half, we've been bringing you the best of Southern Louisiana's rich musical scene with the Acadiana Music Showcase, made by our partners at KRVS at Lafayette, Louisiana. And we've had a blast welcoming some great performers like nationally recognized artists like Layla McCalla, Corey Lede, and Jeffrey Broussard, but also hometown heroes and hidden gems like Major Handy and Grand Nathaniel. Today marks our last trip down to Southern Louisiana, officially anyway, and we've got a good one for you. A.J. Haynes of Serotones. A.J. spent more than a decade pushing musical boundaries while using her platform to advocate for reproductive justice and community empowerment. This year, she added Grammy winner to her resume as a contributor to the Best Regional Roots Music Album winner, a tribute to the King of Zydeco, honoring Clifton Chenier. This one was a special one to record for our friends at KRVS, and we're excited to hear it alongside you. We begin with a performance of the song Fear. Here's A.J. Haynes.
Maybe I'm selfish if I never come home. Maybe I'm reckless, got one foot out the door. Longing forward, I never over my head.
weight of the world coming down, coming down, coming down. Pasó, hijo mío, el calor y el frío ya no existen aquí. Te recuerdas sentir en el vientre vivir milagrosa creación en mis corazones. Siento dolor y anhelo el calor de tu cariño, mi amor. Llámame y no llores, donde me necesites estaré. Llámame y no llores, donde me necesites estaré. Embriagante querer, madre selva nos ve, milagrosa creación. Unless you smiling at me, how divine and sweet to be wild and free, mi amor. Llámame y no llores, donde necesites estaré. Llámame y no llores, donde me necesites estaré. Todos los días juegas con la luz del universo, universo. Estás hecho de estrellas y la tierra y el cielo, cielo negro.
Sort it out in outer space. the moons. Try your best and I'll try to. Maybe, baby, we'll be fine. Come what may come, joy and pain. I'd never leave you behind. You're the one I'd love through darkest times. La 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 la.
Recorded live from the studios of KRVS in Lafayette, Louisiana, that is A.J. Haynes of Serotones performing solo the song For the Canaries. And that puts the wraps on this last Acadiana Music Showcase. It's been a joy to host these sessions over the last 18 months, and it wouldn't be possible without our partners at KRVS. So huge thanks to Megan, Meredith, Ivan, Nico, and the entire team for their support in producing these sessions. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Heidi Holton, and on KXE, we want to hear from you. We want to hear voices of the people who live here, the people who are listening, observations in nature, commentary on our programming. You can do that easily through SpeakPipe. Go to speakpipe.com/KAXE. KAXE is truly people powered.
Hey guys, I'm going to send you a couple more little observations from this week that I thought were pretty cool. One, we see a lot of turkey vultures around here. So that's not unusual. And
I appreciate this effort to move away from the bombast that elections have become. Tip O'Neill said it best, all politics is local. And I so appreciate you, KAXE, for making it so.
Last Sunday, while paddling along the north and east shore of Sand Lake in the Britt area, I noticed about a dozen clumps of yellow irises.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. The Acadiana Music Showcase lives on at worldcafe.org. There you can check out the archives of all of the sessions we did over the last year and a half. All right, let's get back into music with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. It's going to turn 20 next year, 100 days, 100 nights. It's World Cafe.
100 days, 100 nights. You know a man can make a part of the same.
need to slow it down just a little. Take my time.
I grew up pretending sticks were little guns. I would point them at my dad and he'd get mad, 'cause God forbid I hurt someone. I'd hurt anyone I could, anyone who got too close, and anyone who wouldn't look. I was born into a 100-year storm. Foot of ass across Vermont, and in that dark and in that frost, my heart was born, malcontented and unworn. You were unsuspecting, not unworn. And I'm the trouble ahead that is screaming my sleep. You put a money on red, I'm a sure bet at a losing streak. Showing you doors,
comes, I'll be only what you've known of me till now. Oh, how I hope you're moving on
from the trouble that had, that scream in my sleep, putting money on red, but so bad at losing streak. I keep showing you doors, but you can't open them up, cause you get started to see me, though she tried.
This is World Cafe.
I'm adjusting all the apples to grow on the trees. Yeah, I believe in them. Do they believe in me? I don't know. I hope so. Place and a moment's a gift, then a while's a time too heavy to lift. We'll keep spinning on, turn and turn me on. We'll keep spinning on, turn and turn. Calendars, a slice of cake where you get a little more, the less you take. We'll keep spinning on. Turn and turn me on. We'll keep spinning on. To flow today, to go along, along their way. I don't know, I hope so. I'm living for the hope. I won't be abridged by anything that was, by anything that is. We'll keep spinning on. Turn and turn me on.
Turn and turn me on. We'll keep turning. I'll keep learning. I keep pond is fed by July melted snow that we watch fall from January windows in our homeroom class. Teacher wondering how the hell they wound up here, so far from the plans they drew up years ago. When I stole away on that three lane headed south, I didn't know the cards were stacked. I just knew I was wild about the desert wind, whispering sweet nothings about gearing up and chasing down a plan I drew up years ago.
Then I drew up years ago.
To hold me. The wind wash over me, let the whole thing go, let it all play out like a melody. Lord, it feels like a memory, reminding me of the innocence of the plans I drew up years ago.
New music from Brandon Flowers of the Killers. The song is called Plans. It is from Thrasher, his first solo record in over a decade, and it is a country album, as you might have guessed. Got some heavy hitters too, including David Rawlings and Charlie McCoy, who guest on it. Album is due out August 21st. Excited to hear more of it. We have more music for you in just 1 minute when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, and the Philly duo Sam and Louise Sullivan have a new album out called Love and Devotion. And Sam from Sam and Louise Sullivan says, the riff is a misremembered beat from a rap song that was popular circa 2012, which if you can figure out, please let me know. The song is called Down on Love. It's Sam and Louise Sullivan.
Yeah. This is PJ Harvey, and you're listening to World Cafe.
I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I found. That blue-eyed girl.
sometime around midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two. As you stand under the bar lights and the band plays some song about forgetting yourself for a while, and the piano's this melancholy soundtrack to her smile. In that white dress she's wearing, you haven't seen her for a while. But you know that she's watching. She's laughing, she's turning, she's holding her tonic like a cross. The room's suddenly spinning. She walks up and asks how you are. So you can smell her perfume, you can see her lying naked in your arms. There's a change in your emotions, and all these memories come rushing like fetal waves to your mind. Of the curl of your body's like two perfect circles entwined. And you feel hopeless and homeless and lost in the haze of the wine. Then she leaves with someone you don't know, but she made sure you saw her. She looks right at you in both. As she walks out the door, your blood boiling, your stomach in gross. And when your friends say, what is it you look like, you've seen a ghost.
Taking their name from the Don DeLillo book, White Noise, that is the Los Angeles band Airborne Toxic Event, closing out this hour of World Cafe with a song that is just magic in a bottle, sometime around midnight. And depending on what time your affiliate airs this show, it might possibly be sometime around midnight. Thank you to all of our affiliates who make this show possible, a show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philly. We'll catch you on the next World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to